This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lugnuts pitcher Turner Larkins. Turner, out of Arlington, where did you go to your first Rangers game?
I couldn't tell you the first time, but I can tell you several times after that. We went to I saw a game back in 2011, I think, whenever they made their World Series run. I think it was against the Yankees, and it was the Divisional Series. It was one of the last games too, and like the place was completely packed, and it was just from what I remember, it was one of the funnest times I ever had at a ballpark, at any time.
I mean, those have been the best years in the history of the Rangers.
Yeah, 2010, 2011 were both really fun years for me, I know, and for the city as well. You know, I think the Mavs won the NBA title in 2011 too, so it was a good year for the city of Arlington for sure.
Did you grow up a Cowboys fan too?
Yeah, I did. I'm a big Cowboys fan.
Do you remember your first Cowboys game?
I want to say it was the last year that Texas Stadium was there, and I also went to the very first game in the new. In Jerry World, where they played the New York Giants one year.
So did you come back and tell all your friends what it was like?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It looked like a spaceship, like from the outside. It looks like it's from freaking outer space. It's one-of-a-kind stadium. You know, they didn't spare any expense building it, so.
I saw you won 28 games in high school. How good was the Arlington Marden High School baseball team?
We were really good, actually. The 3 years that I was on varsity there, we made two state runs, my sophomore and junior year, and my senior year. We had a really good group of guys as well.
I know about high school football in Texas. Mm-hmm. How's high school baseball?
Not as big as high school football, unfortunately, but, growing up, the sport I loved the most was football, and I played football up until like my junior year of high school, and I loved it, but then once I figured out I got a pretty decent arm, probably stick to baseball, so that's when I made the switch.
When did you realize, hey, I can throw?
Probably my sophomore year of high school, really. It's my first year on varsity. Our starter Nick Hendricks at the time got hurt because he was also hitting. And he was running to first base, and I think he dislocated his knee maybe going to first base. And they're like, hey, you're going to go in the game. And I was like, oh, my God. It's still, like, to this day, one of the most nervous times of my life. You know, I go in the game. I think it was, like, the second inning or third inning, I think, and I threw, five innings to end the game. And, ever since then, it's kind of been like, okay, I'm decent.
How much of a different pitcher are you then than you are now?
Not as nervous, just because I've been pitching for so long now at a high level. It's just the nerves aren't really there as much. It's more calm, it's more focused, and I think that's probably the biggest thing.
Did you grow up an A&M fan?
I did not, actually. I was a Sooner football fan growing up, and really, I want to say I committed to A&M either at the end of my junior year or beginning of my senior year, because like once I went there, I just kind of fell in love with the place. It was the first visit I took. I took visits to a bunch of other schools, and A&M really stood out to me just for their academics, and their athletic program is one of the top athletic programs in the country. So that's kind of why I picked there.
I want to go back though. Are there many Sooners fans in Arlington?
Probably not. I don't think so. I grew up a big Jason White fan whenever he was their quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
I had a jersey and everything. I had, like, fat heads up in my room. Yeah, big Sooner football fan. Not so much anymore, though.
How was it when you first arrived at A&M?
It was unreal. The baseball field, they renovated it in 2012, I think. And it was a beautiful park. I love the campus. I loved everybody there that I met, and everything just seemed kind of right for me. It seemed to kind of just fit in place, and that's when I committed. And seeing Johnny football on the football field didn't hurt either. It kind of swayed me a little bit seeing the football games there.
Did you ever walk past him on campus?
I did. A few times. It's kind of hard to see him just because there'd always be swarms of people around him. I don't know how that guy got around on campus. I don't know if he even went on campus that much, but it was cool.
For you, How good was that home baseball atmosphere?
It's one of the best in college baseball. You know, they've got the ball five chant. You know, it gets into pitchers' heads. You know, just to be surrounded by Aggie faithful, you know, it's unlike any other atmosphere in the country.
Did you arrive there thinking to yourself, all right, next step, professional baseball?
Yeah, for sure. I think as a freshman, you know, I definitely went in there, you know, not thinking about kind of enjoying the moment, really, and just thinking about, like, the next step instead of, you know, how do I get to the next step? You know, it took me a little while to kind of figure it out. Because I want to say, like, I was in the rotation for a little bit as a freshman, then kind of scuffled throughout the year. And, you know, it took me a while to realize, you know, why I was there, you know, also to get my degree, which I, like, intend to go back and finish, and also to be a better person, like, when I come out of there. I think both those things are, you know, kind of accomplished, so.
What are you working on your degree toward?
I'm a business major right now. I think I have 2 semesters left, so.
How do you choose business?
I don't really know. You know, I have a lot of friends who are in the business school, and you know, they tell me they like it. And it's just kind of what I'm passionate about. I think it's a cool gig. So
you mentioned that freshman year, and there was some growing pains. Mm-hmm. How about your sophomore, junior years? What obstacles did you have?
Mostly just playing a full healthy year. You know. You know, I've been hurt a lot this year, and it's nothing new, you know, just trying to stay on top of, like, some lingering injuries. But, you know, towards the end of my sophomore year, you know, I started figuring it out a little bit, and then, you know, got hurt again in the summer and took a little while to come back from that. Then junior year, kind of, I got sick. And
you got mono, right?
Yeah, I had mono, so I was out for a little bit. It just took a little while to get back from that.
What I heard is it takes away all your energy.
I was in bed for a solid, you know, a solid week straight. Uh-huh. Wasn't good, didn't feel good, lost a whole lot of weight. You know, it was a little bit of a rough 3 years baseball wise, but you know, I wouldn't trade any of those 3 years for anything. You know, the coaching staff is one of a kind, you know, they're all great. Coach Childress, you know, I have a lot of doubt that he's got my back, you know, in anything I do. So, you know, I'm just thankful for him and, you know, all they've done for me.
With Turner Larkins, Lansing Lugnuts pitcher, what were you thinking leading up to the draft?
You know, I was just kind of enjoying it, you know, enjoying seeing all my friends get drafted. You know, I wasn't putting a whole lot of myself into it, because I was fairly confident that I'd get picked up, and I did by the Blue Jays, and I'm very grateful for them for, you know, taking a shot with me. So, you know, it was a cool experience, you know, especially just seeing a lot of my buddies from A&M get drafted. You know, I know they're really excited, and I'm really excited for them. So,
were you guys all separate, or was there a draft party?
We were mostly separate. I think I was playing video games whenever I got the call. So it was kind of a funny moment for me. I was like, you know, just have the controller in my hand, get a call. I'm like, hey, you're a Blue Jay. I'm like, oh, sweet. Thank you. So, I mean, it was kind of funny.
Before we get into professional baseball, I know your time on the Cape meant a lot to you. How much enjoyment did you have in the Cape Cod League?
Oh, it was probably the best 2 summers that I've ever had. You know, had a great host family up there. You know, got to meet a lot of my buddies now. And the weather is fantastic. The baseball is fantastic. You know, it's the best collegiate baseball league in the country. And, you know, just to be able to compete against a bunch of really great players, it meant a lot to me.
Professional debut, you joined Bluefield, and I've had a lot of fun asking the guys just how good that team was. For you, how good was that Bluefield team?
I think we were a pretty good team. You know, I joke with the Vancouver guys that we could have took them in a series. I don't think they liked that very much, but, you know, we had a really good team. You know, Dennis Holmberg is our manager. You know, what a guy. I mean, I'm sure everybody's kind of heard stories about him. Like, Tony is our pitching coach. You know, he did a really good job then. He's doing a really good job now. And we had a pretty good team. It was a lot of fun, you know, just kind of out in the middle of nowhere in Bluefield, West Virginia. It was a lot of fun for a first season.
Did Dennis give you a nickname? Did he give you a stuffed animal or anything?
No, nothing like that. I think I did hear one of his alien stories one time about he was abducted by aliens, but, you know, he's a good dude. He's a great manager. You know, I hope they win it this year for him, you know, and he can kind of right off in the sunset, I guess you could say. Because I know he's probably getting pretty close to being done with it. So, you know, it'd be sad to see him go. But, you know, he's a great manager for me and, you know, for our team while I was there.
How was your first off season from pro ball?
It was great, actually. I spent most of my time in Arlington. Spent a little bit of time in College Station. It was good. It was good kind of seeing everybody, getting ready for this upcoming year. And you know, I had a lot of fun. But whenever the time was right, you know, I was kind of itching to get back to it. And you know, sitting around for you know however many months, you're kind of like, all right, when's baseball going to be back?
And they came back. And how was your first spring training?
I thought it was going to be really grueling. But, you know, it wasn't that bad. You know, it was a lot of fun, pretty laid back. You know, not in like a bad way. It was just, you know, everybody, nobody's really uptight. You know, we're just kind of getting ready for the season. And it was good. Met a lot of new guys, too. So that was good as well.
Who did you get along with in the spring?
Let me think. All my guys from Bluefield, you know, I already knew them. Maverick Bufo is my roommate when we got here. You
nice.
Know, we get along pretty well. You know, he's a good dude. Everybody else really too. I mean, all the coaching staff, all the players, you know, I think we got a good organization.
This year, what are you saying once this season is over and done with, what did you take out of this year?
You know, kind of maintain my body, work hard during the season, you know, keep my body, healthy and just so I can go out there and perform my best. And just kind of every game, just leave it out there, you know, don't worry about the consequences, just prepare, you know, each and every day leading up to your start, and just everything will work out from there.
What are your baseball plans for this offseason?
I'll probably spend more time in College Station, just working out there and hanging out with all the guys back there because, I mean, their baseball facility is still, you know, one of the best, and, you know, I want to take advantage of that, you know, most I can.
And what are your non-baseball plans for this offseason?
Probably hang out with a girlfriend a little bit. You know, gotta spend some time with her, you know, make her happy. You know, spend some time with my parents, that'd be good. I don't know if I'll go anywhere, I'll probably just stay in the States, but you know, wish I could go on vacation.
Turner, thank you very much for your time.
Absolutely.
Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Turner Larkins. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.